The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Is your reaction to the song? Which I will assume means you dug it.
Which I assume can mean you were so taken aback that you loved it so much that you're now speechless about it.
Just to make sure I am correct, I will sing it one more time.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. It's a bonus episode, so thank you extra much to Squarespace for sponsoring it, for bringing us back on a shortened week.
And hey, what is Squarespace?
Great question. Squarespace.
I really don't know. They've been advertising with us for a while.
Don't you listen to when I explain it?
No, I've even explained it before, but I zone out. You're sort of a diva, but I'm going to listen this time. Let's go.
All right. Just try to focus. Squarespace is an easy, simple way to create a website. Are you listening?
I got it, but it hurts.
Creating a website is difficult. You often have to find someone nerdier and smarter than yourself to actually do it for you. But now Squarespace allows you to do that for very, very cheap. And it's going to be even cheaper now if you use coupon code IFIWEREYOU.
That's right.
So if you go to squarespace.com/IFIWEREYOU and use coupon code IFIWEREYOU, you can build your very own website. And as a little bonus, we'll throw it some free publicity. So, you know, much like pdxllc.com and thisisivan.com.
Oh.
These are fans of ours who built websites on Squarespace, sent us the URL so that we could give them some free publicity.
So why don't you check out what they built, see if you could do something better or worse or the same, and let us know.
Yeah. And you can build, just a generic website, a blog, a portfolio, portfolio, and even a store. That's right. The hardest thing to build. They build it for you. So thank you, Squarespace. Please check them out and enjoy this episode. Very special one. Miss Allison Williams was here, and
she nails it.
Things got real.
Things get real.
You know it was good because it was over an hour long. So, without further ado, please enjoy the episode.
Look, if you had one question or one inquiry to seize every cheese you ever wanted, in one comment, would you hashtag dope it or left swipe it on Tinder? Yo,
you better email if I were you, show at Gmail, but don't worry, they won't let your name show. Anonymity's got you safe, so go make a question known. That's Jake and Amir at If I Were You, the show.
Self-conscious.
What happened?
That was good ish.
He had a perfect game going.
No, he didn't. He had Eminem had a perfect game going. He played some of his perfect game, then went out and took
perfect.
A shit on the mound.
It was perfect. Right up until he started rapping. Is that how this song goes?
I feel a little bit bad making fun of him, but it seems like he gave up too. By the end, he's like,
he had a stroke during it.
I can't believe he recorded it. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I wanted
to
introduce Allison because I feel like she's not going to talk until we do, right? Is that what you're waiting for?
Yeah, that's probably going to be my plan.
So we're here today with a very special guest, Allison Williams. And she's our first repeat guest.
I am so honored.
What a
Thank
milestone.
Thank you for having me.
It's our first, yeah. We asked
says a lot about
else.
Allison as a guest, but it says a lot about us as a podcast.
What does that say?
We've reached 32, 33 episodes now.
Nope, I think it's just 34? That I responded to your text first.
Chill.
It was a group text.
All of us. Pat, Ricky, me, your mom.
And everybody else just said nose goes and sent pictures of themselves with their hands on their nose.
Weirdly, your mom was first.
Yeah.
XOXO mom.
Wow, you really are.
I'm a huge fan of the PeakCast.
You're also our only guest that actually listens to the show, so we appreciate that too.
That's not fair. Ricky not listens true. To the show.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, never
Pat
mind.
Pat definitely doesn't. That much was clear.
It's okay. We can make fun of Pat. He won't be listening
won't
to this.
He won't hear it.
So the show is called If I Were You.
Oh, wait, who sent that?
God.
Did he call it Tender? I think that's what threw him off. I think he said Tender, got distracted, slept fell asleep, tender. Started rapping in his sleep.
Fell asleep on the record
button. Like, it's an Eminem parody up until a certain point, then he started singing. That's not how it works.
You can't
Eminem
do that.
Raps. It starts,
but how promising is it when it started?
Those chords, I was so excited.
Yeah.
And then there's some kind of weird like song filter, like he auto-tuned it, but the auto-tune broke.
Guys, if you do have your own song, we usually don't ridicule the person.
I feel bad, yeah.
We do feel a little bit bad, but at the same time, he gave up in the middle, so I don't feel entirely too bad.
We're going to circle back and keep trying this,
but
this line of attack.
Certainly you guys can do something like that.
We keep on just saying like, oh, we appreciate it, we don't mean to make fun of him, but at the same time, he was awful. But no, we do encourage you guys to send in your songs. We appreciate creativity. At the same time, that guy was the worst.
But also, though, we really appreciate it.
We love that he did it. That being said, it was absolute garbage.
Don't ever do it again. Obviously, you had your one shot, and you did miss your chance to flow. So, I feel bad. I'm reading his email right now, and it just says he's been a fan since day one.
Not
he's
anymore.
Been watching us forever, and
nope.
This is it. So we do love you, Red Bell Central, and we do appreciate you doing that for us.
Give it a second try. We'll play it again. We'll play another one.
We'll play it every goddamn episode, as long as it sounds as humorously as it does when you just sort of fall asleep on the fade out button. Yeah. Anyway.
You turned into a ghost and floated away.
So how does this podcast work?
Well, it works by people... People email us in their questions, conundrums.
Email them in.
Do you think that sounds wrong?
I don't know. Only when you pointed it out. Well, you're not supposed to end. If you were to end the sentence there, it would be grammatically incorrect.
Which is exactly what I said at the end of that episode.
But you don't end it there.
So I say, just email us in and... So
sometimes that was a problem. Sometimes
email
like,
us your question. Yeah. They're not putting them somewhere.
Right.
If you were turning them in, you'd use the word in.
So
turn
yeah,
in your
we
question.
Got a show. Just email us in and no, you're like, what? Email us in what? That's they email us in their
in
questions.
In the internet.
That's making
oh,
it.
Oh, they email us in their questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in like a difficult situation and they try to seek advice from us and we do our best to offer it to them.
And sometimes we are joined by guests like today.
Yeah, and today we're joined by a very special guest. We already introduced her, right?
The specialist guest.
Aw, you guys.
Ma'am.
So.
Thank you for calling me ma'am.
Ma'am,
respecting that part of my rider. Ma'am?
The first time I've ever been nice to a woman.
Ma'am?
Should we get this party started?
In here?
Let's get it started in Ha! Ooh, that would be a good parody song.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we shouldn't even ask anymore because now they're coming in and they sound like that Eminem. Actually, you know what, guys? We appreciate all the fan submissions on the songs, and
he ruined it for everyone.
I think that's the last
oh,
one.
God. That was always the worst in school. It's like, well, that was ruined by one classmate. He ruined it for everyone. He took it to a dark place. Yep.
It's like the guy who tried to set his shoes on fire on an airplane, and now we all have to put it on the bin.
Yeah, you dick. He really
was
did
that
win.
The crime?
Yeah.
Didn't he
the
have a bomb in his shoe?
Yeah. The shoe bomber.
He didn't try to set them on fire.
I think, didn't he?
Well, he had a bomb in there and he tried to light them.
It like went off.
Did it go off?
It didn't work.
Jokes on you because your feet are going to explode.
That is the ultimate revenge.
Either way, we're still putting our shoes in a goddamn bin thanks to that guy.
You jerk.
You ass. That's
you
actually the same guy
that
submitted
the song. You know you can put them on
again,
Amir, right?
What?
You know you can put your shoes back on, right?
Oh, no. So many bins. It just sucks, like, because of him, we leave the shoes in the bin, we have to ride the plane barefoot,
the garbage
we get off,
bin.
Go right straight to a fucking shoe store.
I've spent a goddamn fortune on shoes in the last, since 9/11.
I have to finish my water, throw my shoes away. How is that fair?
It's not.
All right. Let's get started.
In ha.
This first email comes from a person we'll call Aladdin. No spoilers as to what the theme is. Just know that we're calling this person Aladdin. It's a real email, fake name, to preserve his
anonymity.
Oh, fuck. That's the first time I didn't say anonymity correctly. I got too excited to beat Allison to the punch.
you're here every week. It's not a contest.
The ironic thing is you've probably listened to more episodes than Jake has.
Potentially.
That is not fair.
But that is true.
No, I listen to every episode.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You've listened to every episode?
I'm a narcissist.
In that regard. All right, ready?
Yeah.
My friends kept going on about how your schlong looks heaps bigger when shaven, so I went for a wax. The lady there convinced me to opt for a super expensive full permanent laser to completely remove all the hair there forever. I had been going out a charting to this girl for the last couple of days. I had been going out a charting. What is that? Is that
of
a
course?
Is he British?
Or I'm waiting for like a context clue. Keep going.
There's a chance he's from Australia and a chance that he just made up a word.
I had been going out a charting to this girl for the last couple of days, and I think she wants to take things further. But one time when we were talking, she said she hates a guy who's completely shaven downstairs as it's too feminine. I don't know what to do as my hair is gone forever. Should I wear a wig down there, or should I just live through the embarrassment of my bald balls? Thanks, Aladdin.
Oh,
well,
dear.
Prince Ali.
Ali.
If only he had three wishes.
Ali Ababwa.
They'd all be for pubes. Yeah. So, I think he went too far single friend's recommendation, right?
Yeah, you don't. You don't like, oh yeah, I really like this restaurant. Cool, I'm gonna buy it.
I'm gonna
eat there forever. I have to eat every meal there now. What faith he has in his friend.
Laser removed his hair. Not to be technical, but that usually is a couple sessions. So, so I think this means that he went in, got it LASIKly removed, and made like, all right, I have to sign up. I'll come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Crazy. What a permanent decision.
Are you sure it makes your schlong look bigger? Because I'm sort of bald down there forever now, I think. It's permanently gone.
In
so
your
I
professional
hope...
opinion, ma'am, would you say my schlong looks enormous or just massive?
I'd say it looks smaller. What?
No.
How? I got it permanently done.
At very least, could you point me in the direction of your best merkin? A merkin is a pubic wig.
Merkin.
Jesus Christ.
We're learning something today.
That is so...
So those are real? You can get a merkin?
A pubic wig? How does that work? Is it like the shape of a donut?
No, it's... for a guy, maybe. I've never seen a male merkin. I think generally it just deals with the top half.
The top half.
The top. It's usually just sort of a V-shaped.
Is it for people who have like
you
alopecia?
You could have a mustache-shaped merkin. Like oiled and twisted up on the side.
Like a 1920s roller coaster tycoon merkin?
What would the purpose be? Can't grow pubes?
No, in the acting industry, it's for like if you're on Boardwalk Empire for that period movie, there was no, you know, maintenance down there. So
it's
you
for
would
fake
wear
bushery.
So, yeah, it's for fake bushery.
Wow, that's cool.
Also, I think, although I might be mistaken, I think it's a workaround for full frontal nudity.
Oh, if like somebody doesn't want to show their actual...
Yeah.
Well, invented by Alan Merkin in 1981. The Merkin... No, actually, luckily we are recording
invented
at...
Invented by Alan Arkin.
Alan M. Arkin, so they shortened it
His
to
patent.
Merkin. Luckily, we are recording this in Rec Room because, one, it sounds great, and two, I can use my computer... While we're talking.
Yep.
True.
So now that I can use my computer, I can tell you exactly that a merkin is a pubic wig and originally worn by prostitutes after shaving their genitalia and are now used as decorative items, erotic devices, or in films by both men and women.
Interesting.
That's
Very
right.
cool. So anyway, you fucked up royally. Your
I know,
pubes are gone
but he's
forever.
He's already done it. This is the worst part. It's done. It's happened.
And
the
now,
crime has
oh
been
God.
Committed.
And he's... now you have to wear this. I'm pointing to the Wikipedia page of a merkin, which is a guy with a pink merkin.
Oh, no.
Caption, a merkin used at Burning Man. Jake, do you remember seeing this?
Jake wore them. Is that Jake?
Oh, my God. That's me.
That's Merkin.
That's me and Merkin. My playa name was Merkin.
Merkin the Birkin Man.
Twerking Merkin the Birkin Man. It's just like it's sad that the advice has come to this. Like you need all right, so you have to get a Merkin. A pubic wig
is called
a Merkin.
So this girl dropped a hint that probably here's my guess, because that's the randomest thing to say.
I think she knew.
I think she knew and she's trying to slow fade the relationship and she's like, how do I get out of this? What is an unchangeable quality of
that's
his I can say I don't like. that I can get out of this.
Oh, I feel bad because he's been a charting with her.
He's been a charting with her,
I think.
Is that a typo or is that a thing that
people
do?
It's definitely a typo. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Going out a charting to this girl. What
According?
We've been going out according to this girl for the last couple of days.
No, according. Like, I'm courting her.
I've been going out and courting.
Oh, I was thinking she's like, I mean, this bitch has been saying we've been going out for a couple of days. I don't know.
Been going out according to this girl.
I have no pubes. I have no worries.
So you trusted your friend too much.
My pubic mound is scorched earth now.
Get a second opinion before permanently removing anything, let alone your pubic mound.
Well, he got one from the waxer who just upselled him on this.
No, he didn't get an opinion. She just said that he could.
If you want your pubes gone, there's this. Costs $1,000. We'll take them off forever.
Yeah, I'll do that forever.
Also, to wax them, that seems so painful.
Oh, God, I would never.
Does it make your schlong look bigger?
I think it makes your dick look weirder.
It looks bigger, like a
sure,
boy.
Maybe, but it just...
It's young and big.
I think it just looks... It makes it look different.
Here's a question. Manscaping. Is there like a universally approved length of pubic hair that people prefer?
Just manageable.
Yeah.
So just like not too crazy.
Yeah.
But manageable. Not completely bare.
I'm with A-dubs here.
Not completely bare. I think that's weird. Like, I think that would be weird. I've never seen
like
completely
Jake's
bare.
Like beard or shorter or longer?
Probably just about that.
So like I'm pointing to Jake's merkin right now.
Jake and Amir are both pantsless.
I'm wearing a pubic.
They're directly in front of me asking my opinion.
Who has better pubes?
These are the most immature and insecure people I've ever met. They're so terrifyingly insecure about themselves.
Amir's pubes are down to his knees, which
braided.
Oddly I prefer.
They're French braided with two tiny red bows on the end.
God.
Holidays are coming.
A pee-pee top is what I call it.
Like Game
yeah, I would
Thrones.
Say hold your head high. This is how it is now. It's gonna be fine. I mean, at the end of the day, if a girl likes you enough, like it's not gonna matter if you had too much or too little. It's all gonna be okay. And if a girl at this stage, while you're just a charting,
just during the charting period.
I couldn't. I couldn't get it out without laughing. If you're still in that phase and she voices that big of a problem with it, then screw her and just move on to the next one.
It sounds like she just said, oh, I prefer this. That's not necessarily like a game
Maybe
changer.
Maybe test that theory, if you know what I mean.
She's like, oh, yeah, I would prefer to have pubes too, but they were burned off in a fire. And it's like, oh, no, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, let me explain. The fire was sort of a concentrated laser fire
that I paid for, an exorbitant amount, actually. 3 or 4 sessions of it.
But look how much bigger my dick looks now than in the hypothetical altered dimension that you saw me with pubic hair.
I can't believe, You know, I had, I'm not trying to brag, but actually this summer was my summer of perfect pubes.
Oh,
wow,
how did that work out?
That's a big deal.
I accidentally cut them too short back in May,
mm-hmm.
and they just grew in the appropriate amount by June. And then I rode that wave straight up until September. Right up until Burning Man.
So you're saying...
And then what happened at Burning Man?
They got too long. And, too long and dusty.
Do anything about it?
I trimmed them when I got back.
Oh, when
so
you
So the
got
summer
back.
Of perfect pubes is just you growing your pubes out. And
well, yeah.
In that,
it was
in
sort
that
of the springtime of my pubic discontent.
It's similar to the summer that you were 13 years old. The same thing was happening.
Oh, man. Did you ever shave your armpits or your pubes so they would grow in fat, like thicker?
No.
Me either.
Did you? On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
You know, I didn't.
So we agree on that. Then we both didn't do it.
Then we're both normal.
Wow. I've never heard of that. But you can't give in to that temptation. Like every time girls go in to get their nails done, the person says you should shave your arms or we should wax your arms. And you're supposed to say
are they
no.
trying to like make money?
Yeah, it's more expensive.
Do girls wax their arms?
It's very popular in the Asian culture. And so they look at our arms and think they're just disgusting and hairy. And so they want to wax them.
You wax your lip. People wax their arms. People shave their arms. People wax everything.
Swimmers shave everything.
Yep.
I guess it depends on if your arm hair is like blonde versus brown, right?
But at the end of the day, does anybody care more than you? Like, nobody cares that this was my perfect
summer. Well, the girl
he's
this guy seeing.
I don't, but she's just like has a preference. He's like so insane that he went and waxed. He like,
how on earth did that come up? They're at like a movie. They're talking about politics. She's like, by the way,
you're charting with someone. You run out of shit to talk about.
That's true.
Everybody
went
like
charting to this girl.
By the time I'm dating someone, I know so many like weird, random little opinions of theirs.
This poor guy.
He changed his life over like the fucking.
Oh my gosh.
Opinion of his friends.
If you're not done doing the session, stop now, and it could grow back.
So our specific advice is don't wear a wig down there.
No.
And live through not the embarrassment of your bald balls, but wear them proudly. And honestly, my donut idea, not terrible.
Not terrible.
A little Krispy Kreme down there, that's a treat.
That actually sounds nice.
Yeah, it's not messy.
It's like
People be charting down there.
There's like, do you ever play that game where it was like underwater and you like press a little button and then like the hoops flew up in the water and they tried to land on the stick?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The little rings tried to land on the stick underwater.
I was ready to make fun of him for that game, but you're on board, so now I'm the weirdo.
Sorry.
Thank God Allison's here. She could teach us about what merkins mean, the hoop and underwater
that
ball
game. Is actually also called merkin.
Jake, I'm totally lying. I have no idea what the fuck
really?
He's talking about. No, I'm kidding. I know exactly
don't
what
fuck with me.
That should be an app. All right. Next question.
Yep.
This one comes from some guy we'll call Jafar.
Still trying to get this.
I know, I have no idea.
Jafar will definitely narrow the choices down.
Some type of Shakespearean shit.
Hey dudes. One day, after not much contact, my ex's best friend poked me on Facebook. We were only really acquaintances before, so I thought it was strange. I poked her back. And that's when my problem started. We've been poking back and forth for a month with neither of us starting the conversation. It has turned into a crazy person's chess game where I feel like certain amounts of time between pokes indicate actual thoughts or feelings. Does this dumb interaction mean anything? Is she being polite? What if I accidentally clicked poke first and she feels obligated to continue? Help a brother out.
Oh my God.
This is so neurotic.
The most
like dolphin
generic
trainers.
Sonar. This is like the most generic, nondescript, nonspecific form of flirting. It's just like
right, but
a
it's also the most specific
of,
question we've ever gotten. It's only pokes. It's cool. I feel like we have to try to like figure it out.
Well, it was so dramatic when he said, "This is where my problem began."
This is where
I was like, "Oh God!"
In a crazy person's chess game.
So wait, this is his ex girlfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe there was something there during the relationship. He gets a poke.
I really like picturing him in like a basement somewhere with a printout of like the pokes where they came from. Maybe she was like
lines of string.
Yeah, just time
stamps. Abu Nazir's face for some reason.
The pokes are coming from inside the house.
That's
a poke
really
is
weird.
Like a text that doesn't say anything. It's right, just like it's, boom, I'm thinking about you.
Would it be crazy to suggest next time they see each other in person, he poke her?
Oh, taking it to the physical world.
But show up at her door, ring her doorbell when she answers. Poke her in the nose.
Poke her in the
just
eye.
Just right in the tit. Just square on the nipple.
And then say, checkmate.
I think this is both what we were asking for. I haven't used my Facebook in a month and a half. I think your friend is fucking
the girlfriend
you.
Jumps out of the bush. You asshole.
I got
you. You're poking my bestie.
I can't figure this one out. Yeah, I think that's probably the extent to which she knows she can be in contact with him.
Yeah, because that way, poking is like, oh, I'm flirting with you, but if anybody sees it,
poking
it
is
doesn't
like,
mean anything.
There's nothing.
Now,
there's nothing unflirt. Poking is the most flirting. Like,
right.
Flirty
I was
thing
gonna say
do.
He probably gets really excited when he gets a poke from her, and probably the same is true for her.
Yeah,
which is kind of beautiful. Here's what I think is happening. I think she is like, there's no way she can make a move on him. You know, it's like her best friend's ex. But she's like, oh, I'll just the most passive thing, just to let him know that I like him and see if he's interested. But he's too scared, too.
Right, they're both too scared to do anything about it.
Because both of them feel like I can't do anything. It's my fucking ex's best friend. She's like, I can't do anything. It's my best friend's ex. One of you guys has to be the bigger person and send a message. And since I can't talk to her, it's got to be you.
So you got to take it from poking to messages?
I think so.
Here's
a
cute message to get it started. The word poke. Then she has to
That's
reply.
Happened to me on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
What
it
happened?
Was a mirror.
It was poking. It was you son of a bitch.
You coy little diva. And it worked. We hooked up.
We started a web series together, and that was it.
That's how it all started. Well,
that was
I've never
our
heard the origin story. It's beautiful.
People like to know. People are like, how did you guys get started? Like, actually, Amir poked me.
On Facebook, we briefly dated, segued into a professional relationship, and toda.
We started doing these toda rabah. 7 years later, we have a podcast.
3 years later, a 3 week of charting period where we just charted into
we
this.
We both got our pubes waxed, went merkin shopping.
It was
and
somehow
then
all a montage, although in real life as well.
Yeah, it was Make My Dreams Come True was the soundtrack for it, too. Dunno, you got my heart to handle.
Charting.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think so. Although I kind of think one of them should just fall for someone else, too, because it feels like this can't really ever happen.
Right. You have that wholesome advice of like, you guys can't do this. This is wrong.
I know.
But the poke, the forbidden poke is very flirtatious.
Keep this so going, but also keep up your side game and see if you can meet someone
else. I feel like, but once you start like falling for somebody you shouldn't fall for, there's no stopping it. like worst. That, right? Like, just, I mean,
well, there's
that,
no stopping it for you because you have no willpower.
No, a lot of people. That's not just me.
Hey, relax.
You dick.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You're lucky this mic stands here.
It's so paper thin.
Yeah, for me and not for you, but for a lot of people in between us.
Yeah.
I think it is true. Allison agreed with me.
Yeah, I did.
What was the argument?
I agreed that when it's forbidden, just based on like literature and the world, just
the
pop culture.
Poem.
Yeah.
No, because I came
love.
Up with this theory that she's.
No, sorry. Yeah, it's
immediately
she's just always taking people's sides. She's pitting us against each other. This
see what
serpent.
I'm doing?
Oh my God.
Who wins here? I end up with a podcast and a free recording studio.
She pokes both of us as soon as we go home.
We leave. Allison records 90 episodes by herself at Rec Room. They all get much higher traffic than
guest
ours.
Host Adrian Grenier.
That'd be
oh
a
my
great
God.
Podcast.
I would love that.
You and AG.
Oh,
love
man.
It.
Brian, can we get that to happen?
Bri?
He's nodding yes.
Get Grenier
nice.
On the horn, please.
We'd love to Skype him in for the last three questions.
So first things first, we're going to have to tell him what the podcast is. Explain that it's happening in his house without
yeah,
him
he'll
knowing.
Love this as much as we will.
It's so
just
funny.
Just the same though. Amount.
We recorded 6 to 8 episodes in Adrian Grenier's house. Does he even know that this podcast exists, Brian? He's
no,
saying no. Definitely
he doesn't.
Not.
He didn't
God.
Even hesitate or lie.
I never heard of Entourage.
How do I get to the point where podcasts are being recorded in my house that I don't know about?
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's a cool place to be.
It
yeah.
is a cool place to
you
be.
You could just live in a shitty area.
Yeah.
And people just break in. Well, I guess if you live in a shitty area, no one's breaking in to record a podcast.
My apartment is so small, I know everything that's happening there always.
Yeah.
Unless you don't think someone's recording a podcast there right now.
Adrian Grenier is just farting into a microphone in your living room right now.
Holy shit. It's
fart. Don't say that.
It's number 2 on iTunes.
Never farted, damn it.
That's just what you want to believe. He's
you
never
can't.
Farted and he
don't
has perfect pubes.
Don't tell me that.
Do you think there's a weird podcast where a guy, it's just a guy eating on camera?
Like that's my worst nightmare.
Episode 21, a burrito.
Oh, God. I hate when people eat into microphones. It's the grossest
it's
thing
sad.
In the world.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, toda.
Absolutely toda.
You gotta do you.
Well, you also hate seeing people eat.
Well, oh. I mean, the microphone thing doesn't
bother
you
hearing people
crazy
eat.
Eating things.
Yeah, yeah, I can't. Yeah.
It's so Freudian, it's insane. You need to go into analysis immediately.
When you're listening to Jake spout off his ideologies, do you have any assessment of that?
Yeah, a lot. But I feel like he's sort of finding his own way. Also, his mom is super smart, so I feel like you're in good hands.
Yeah, just...
But I'm as worried about him as you are, Amir.
That being said, I'm scared.
That being said, I'm terrified.
What was that?
His life and well-being.
We got one theory about why you're like the way you are.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said that I grew up in a household with a stern father and an accommodating mother. So in like a fight or flight response, I fled from my authoritative father figure into a more feminine world where I like found myself and... Like,
that's why you pursue women.
Yeah, so like pursuing women is sort of my way of asserting my manliness, is what he said.
Yeah.
Though I disagree with that.
Why? You're uber feminine with women.
I think, well, because I just think I'm a pimp, so like I don't really know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Like, that
I can't
seemed...
shake him off me, shit. Coming at me left and right.
On the real, that seemed a little gay.
To be true.
Shit.
To be absolutely
that's
true.
That's some sensitive shit right there. I don't really like that.
I didn't
my thing.
Get it.
I'm more into like guns and balls and stuff.
Yeah, and like I'm scared of my dad, sure, but tough guy afraid of his dad. Whatever, yeah. Man. I'm fucking afraid of him.
I'm trying to find exactly what he said, but maybe to give him some credit. Oh, well, his name was Sam, and yeah, you basically nailed it.
Thank you.
Find refuge in
it.
The
sort of like, yeah, I printed it out and burned it.
Find refuge in the female world where you have developed your sense of being a man by getting with chicks.
He tried. Oh, I love this. In my head, he wrote it really intelligently and then went in and edited each word to make it sound more bro-y.
Right. Put it into my terms so it would affect me.
Yeah.
So that Jake would remember it.
You're a quack, dude.
You're an absolute
no, he's
quack.
He's absolutely right. He's a marksman.
Did we give this person advice?
I think so. Wait.
Yeah. Either. Yeah. Send oh, yeah. a message we, that says poke, but just tread carefully.
Conflicting advice. Allison wants him to walk away. I think
do.
It's going to be too hard. I think he's got to swing the bat. I think he's got to send that message.
Have you ever hooked up with an ex's best friend?
No.
30 hours of silence.
I really have not, actually.
What's the longest dead air?
I'm setting a record right
There's
now.
There's a Dead Air podcast, actually. It's an hour and a half of white noise.
Wait, yes, but it was in high school.
An ex's best friend.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Well, technically, she wasn't my ex when I did it. Hey-o! Why is there not an applause break?
Whoa. It took us a second to realize we were in the room with the devil. With the worst person alive.
Shit, I'm spouting horns. My hat's coming off. I'm spouting horns. It's insane.
Horns spelled with a T suddenly, according to your dialect.
Horns. I got horns, man.
Helps. 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 I got horns.
Horns and a nail.
No, but the temperature in here did increase by close to 150 degrees when you said that. Lord Lucifer himself.
Lord.
God, you're such a pimp, dude.
I am the Dark Lord.
You're the man.
You're the man to me. You're the man now, dog. Yeah. All right, moving on. Obviously, that was an ill-timed reference, I guess.
I'm the man. I'm the man.
You want to move on to question number three?
Sure.
All right, all right, all right. What should we call this male?
Genie.
Aladdin.
No.
No,
that's the thing. No.
Damn it. All right, I'll keep guessing. All right.
Aladdin 2.
Genie writes, here in Australia, we have a thing called Movember, where you can get your friends to sponsor you to grow a mustache for charity over November.
This is everywhere, by the way.
My friend told me
you're not
he was
special.
Australia.
It's a really good thing. I just want everyone to know it exists everywhere.
My friend told me he was growing one for Movember, so I sponsored him for $40, which is quite a lot of money for me since I'm a poor student. The problem is, I found out a few of my other close friends are all independently doing Movember, and I think I'm kind of expected to give them all the money, which I don't have. What I want to do is take back my initial donation and share it out evenly amongst my friends, a bit like Jesus divvying up a few rolls of bread to feed the masses. I don't think it's illegal or anything to retract donations to charity, but I'm kind of worried my first friend will be pissed. Everyone seems really weird about charity around here, so I've been afraid to ask anyone I know. Help me.
First of all, this guy said, here in Australia we have a thing, like Australia's the best.
And then
he compared himself to Jesus divvying up bread.
Where do you
for
get
giving
off,
$40.
Sir?
No.
Okay, this is really quick. You keep the donation with your initial friend because you made that pledge to his cause, and you tell the rest of your friends, hey, sorry, you don't get my money. I'm a poor student. It wasn't going to make that big of a difference anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Next
it all
year.
Goes to the same charity.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're giving
it to
one person.
No, we said individual.
Person.
I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't even really matter. Just tell them you'll get them next year when you're
you
a rich
when
student.
Jesus realized that he was actually really hungry and he asked for all the bread back. It's like, That actually happens in Aladdin, too. Aladdin breaks apart the bread. He gives it to the orphan.
He gives it to the brother-sister.
Yeah, the orphans.
So
oh, you know what we can do is...
And then Abu is like... And Aladdin's like, oh, come on, Abu. And then Abu is like...
Whoa. Yeah, we are out of time, actually.
So upsetting.
Jake is now fucking a cartoon monkey, actually.
How dare you?
Here's something we can do to help. He gives us the Movember... pages of his friends, and we'll put it on our website, and then we'll get people to donate.
That's nice, but no.
No?
We helped this dude. It's fine. Right, next question.
No, sorry about that. Next question.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Actually, we had a brush with kindness. It was so brief.
I really am the devil. My horse.
It was beautiful and brief while it lasted, but
You're stealing money from a cancer charity.
You guys are on your own.
Yeah. Everyone Venmo me $5.
Just cause.
I'll give some of it to November or whatever it is.
I swear to G that 25% of it will make its way to some sort of cancer patient.
No, we should do that. That'll be nice.
So I'm going to email this guy. Hopefully he gets back to me by Thursday, and then we can help him out by pimping out his friends Movember. Then you can keep the $40 where it was, and then we'll see if we can find any fans of ours who are willing to give to such a great cause.
And I don't want to call you out, but on the way here in the car on the way to Rec Room, I read that question. I suggested that. So you're trying to make it seem like you just came up with it on the fly and appreciate it.
Wow. you took a car here. Yeah. Must be nice.
Excuse me. It was
a business expense.
Must be nice to be in a car for so long. What's it like?
A lot of, you know, actually, it was an Uber X. Okay, not an Uber. I just want everyone to know that
it was not a town car. It was a Toyota Camry.
There's a
difference.
There was a Camry.
Also, and since we sort of came up with the idea of donating stuff, Jake and I are obviously not on the hook to actually donate. What we're doing is even more important. We are getting the word out there.
Right.
We are sort of spreading the wealth in that regard.
Also,
that way,
real quick, I was lying. I did not know you were going to say that about promoting his mustache thing. I don't want anyone to think I was an asshole. I'm just an asshole because I didn't think of it, not because I tried to steal Amir's thunder. All right?
That being said, will you be donating any money to the November charity?
That being said, it was an Escalade. All right? The Uber was an Escalade.
We spent $95.
It was a stretch Escalade. It took up an entire city block.
I requested two drivers. I don't know why, but I wanted two Uber
in case one needs to go to sleep. You let one go to sleep.
They were both in the car. Yeah.
I requested an Uber co-pilot, a human navigator.
Just to fuck with the radio, because I didn't trust Uber number one to do it.
I bring my own DJ everywhere I go. Yeah, that was good.
That was nice. Yeah.
That was nice. That was our first. So far we've given two pieces.
Decide if you want your shirt on or off.
I can't take it off.
It's his only shirt, so it's half on.
I'm wearing a plaid button-up shirt. I tried to take it off, but the microphone is
so close.
Looks
like a cold grandmother. Do you have tissues rolled up in the sleeve of it too?
I am a babushka of myself.
It's a tiny wad of tissues.
Now you're trying to take it off. This is amazing.
Oh God.
This is going to count as the break.
The grossest thing about getting old is having one tissue throughout the course of a day.
Oh,
you know what
no.
I mean? Why is that such a thing? Just one crumpled tissue.
I went to an old folks home yesterday.
And wow. How nice.
You don't know what I'm about to say next.
Oh, God.
I tried to set fire to the place.
It's hell on earth. Oh, my God. Aww. I want to die so young.
You're getting there, dude. You're definitely getting there.
Promise me, man.
Playa forever.
Is that why you're doing everything you're doing?
Huh?
Probably.
You're doing everything you're doing now because you're...
Better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah.
No, I don't think about being old at all. I'm doing everything because I don't think about consequences, I think.
All right, geez, sorry.
It's definitely not because I know I'm going to get old and I'm like, oh, I want to die. No.
Although, if we are taking our break now, I thought it would be funny if you talked about your you trying to get a credit card.
Oh my God, what?
So this is how we take breaks now? Just like,
yeah, you guys have a conversation.
You surprise me with something embarrassing?
Yeah.
What if I didn't want to?
Sure you do. You've never turned down anything. You're Honest Abe.
Yeah, I know you love talking about yourself. That's what it is. All right, I'll talk about getting a credit card. I applied for an Amex Black card. I got approved.
It's too heavy for my wallet. It's the truth.
It's pure platinum. It's
real
crazy.
Pain in the ass.
They sent it to me in an Uber.
On a, what's it called when you undo a food tray?
I have no idea.
What is a dish?
The only card that comes in an Uber instead of a wallet. Here's where it all began. I never had a credit card because I thought that if I didn't ever like use credit, I would just have good credit. Like, oh, I'll only ever use my debit card, only be spending money that I have in the bank. And everybody would be like, oh, he's good with money. He's never spent anything he didn't have.
But then someone told you need to establish credit?
Yeah. Well, nobody told me until my landlord was like, you can't get this apartment. You have terrible credit. I was like, no, I don't even have credit. I haven't started. He's like, no, your credit score is like 300. You have awful credit. I'm like, oh. So that was when I started applying for credit cards. Rejection. Got no credit cards. Finally, I got just like through my bank, I got like a $500 Bank of America.
All right,
$500 limit.
This is like the kiddie. This is what they give to sixth graders.
What I got when I was 11.
Yeah, this is like them about allowance.
Right. This is my fucking dad's fault. That Whoa. Loser.
Whoa.
He sent me to college with no credit card, no debit card, no fuck, no nothing
but
except
$40 to college. Let's get that straight.
That's not fair.
Like,
I've never been blindsided by a fact so much.
That's not fair. I'm not quite sure why yet.
It's not fair that you'd embarrass me like this.
Anyway, all right, I take it back on that front. The facts still remain the same, bro. I'm sorry.
I should have waited till after.
So you get this starter
to
card.
Call you
which
out
is,
being an asshole to your
you get
dad.
A starter card that comes with a tricycle.
Yeah, yeah, it's like half that, half Burger King Kids Club card.
So after a couple false starts because I didn't know how to pay it.
Oh, Lord.
I built my credit enough to the point where I
it was like a learner's permit of cards. It was a piece of paper that says, please give this kid money if he needs it. My
like
daddy
a kid
will
who's
get
lost,
you back.
Just like a necklace.
Medical alert.
So I got the credit card. I built my credit. Eventually started getting credit card offers in the mail.
Yeah, now you're
nice,
feeling like
nice.
A
nice. Swiping right.
Yeah,
swiping
swipe,
right.
Swipe that right. You know what I'm saying? So then I was like, oh, I'm going to get an American Express because somebody told me there's like cool points and stuff. So I logged on and it was like,
and stuff.
This is how bad I get money.
One card and one point. And if you have the more points, when?
So I logged on and they were like, you give us your information, we'll like run your credit and like see what you qualify for. And I qualified for some like dope card. And like not reading anything, I was like, "Yeah, I want this card." I bought it. It arrived. My first bill was due. It had like a $500 annual fee,
which is, as your dad told you, way, way, way too much.
It's like there's credit cards that come with no fee.
Wait,
at
what
all.
Color is it? Gold, silver,
platinum.
I'm a platinum man, not a platinum man.
So like this thing came with
me.
I had like access to airport lounges. I had miles. I had like
stuff
Starwood
that rich people
preferred
need.
Hotels. Like I've never been to a Starwood hotel, and I never.
Sure, you have. You're just not a gentleman enough to notice.
That's
I think
exactly
you probably
right.
have.
Can I just get a card that gives me a free Starbucks coffee and a croissant like, every day? I don't need airport lounges.
And I pronounce it croissant because I'm American. Let's establish that.
Can I have a croissant?
Oh, then, God, that's so much worse.
Just iced coffee and a croissant.
Is your French character a lisping French character?
Yeah. It's a duck.
Croissant?
Croissant.
You know it's still an S, right?
Croissant.
Croissant.
I just, croissant.
Yeah,
that's good.
Croissant.
Still the lisp.
He's from Barcelona. Barcelona.
Do you call American Express with your proverbial tail between your legs and tell
I
them
said,
that you're
hey,
a man child who can't
well,
afford
to
this
their
card?
Credit, they were very accommodating. They had
pun intended?
Of course, he's a man of comedy.
Yes.
He's a professional.
Quite intended.
And nothing else.
And actually, we rehearsed this bit before, so I nailed my line just there. And I said, they have a 24-hour concierge, you know, that comes with the platinum card.
Although it's about to go away when you change your status at the
actually,
end of this
I believe
call.
I earned it.
So I said, hi, I didn't know there was a fee. I can't afford this fee.
This is the equivalent of, like, checking into a fancy hotel, well, walking down to the fancy French, the concierge, like, ringing a bell. It's like, excuse me, sir, I can't afford to stay here. Can you recommend to me a Motel 8?
As I leave, please know I've taken the soap.
Or they'll leave the light on for me. So what did this concierge
do? I'm just
going to
take some of these complimentary cookies you have.
Sir, you can't have the cookies. Very well. No dessert for me then.
I hate myself. So yeah, I called. They
well,
said,
had the concierge treat you
very, very nice, very professionally. She said, "You know what? I think you want our starter card." So I got
it comes
downgraded
with a Blockbuster Media membership.
I got downgraded to the green card. It still has 24-hour concierge, I believe,
but free onion rings every time you get a burger at Sonic.
No, that green card is good because it's
great.
Not much of an annual fee.
$95.
Manageable.
So I mean, more than anything, I just felt dumb for like getting a card with a $500. I wouldn't pay it because I was like. It felt so stupid.
But how else are you supposed to know this stuff? Like, other than by doing it and failing?
Yeah, I guess now I know, like, if I ever have a kid and they're like, hey, Dad, can I have a credit card? I'm like, fine, get one without a fee, which is what my dad said to me.
I'm sure that's what he said to you. And also, just... there are commercials and internet and all kinds of things.
Yeah, you know, I did a lot of research. And, like, the thing is, fees never occurred to me. It was like all the credit cards lined up against each other. I was like, oh, this one's the most sick.
I feel like we should both be there when he picks a healthcare plan.
Well, the cheapest one. I don't want to spend too much money. Well, oh, my neck really hurts.
That is what I did with healthcare, actually. I did the same exact thing.
Well, you did the cheapest or most expensive?
Cheapest.
Well, that's not the... What you should have done was what you did with the Amex was pay the most and get the most coverage.
Right, I just did the reverse.
Yeah.
So, I basically, as a rule, I never do the right thing.
Somehow it's the same concierge. Excuse me, ma'am.
As the same butler at the hotel, too.
Just all right, should we...
My life coach.
Should
one
we
more?
Get down to the one or two more questions?
Yeah.
This one comes from another dude. We'll call him...
Sultan.
Sultan writes... Hey dudes, I'm a senior in high school and I'm not very good with chicks.
Really wish I said Iago. Go on.
I know, me too.
I was texting a girl the other night and eventually it got to 3 a.m. This is when the text really started heating up.
Ooh.
We were talking about life and whatnot and it eventually came out that she had done weed. This totally shocked me because I never expected this in a million years. This is my first run-in with a person doing drugs and I'm not really sure what to think. I don't know what I should be doing here. I mean, it's just so weird and new to me. Should I be freaking out about it this much?
Okay.
Or am I a square? I've had a crush on this girl for quite some time. Please help me.
Amir, did you write this?
Yes.
look. This is the most... We get a lot of silly emails, but this is the first time weeds ever come up, okay?
So what should he
do? Let's try to treat this a little delicately.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm trying to answer Amir's question really honestly.
Absolutely not.
Set up a place and time to meet and alert the local law enforcement that this drug pin is going to be arriving at this.
It's a sting operation.
An absolute sting. She deserves the biggest sting.
You go to your local narcotics unit, I think they'll outfit you with a wire and maybe a piece.
A piece so you can have some of it, but then also shoot someone with it.
Then you meet her behind the roller skating rink or ice rink, whichever one you say. Uh-huh. You say, hey, ma'am, are you doing weed? She'll say no, because obviously she fucking realizes something's
then
up.
Then she says, are you wearing a wire? And you're like, oh, fuck. I'm had. Mayday, mayday. She's like, are you wearing a fucking wire?
Then you struggle to take the piece out of your ankle bracelet that they gave you. You do 7 warning shots just to make sure you know how to fucking use the
gas. One ricochets off a light, clips you in the neck. You fall down. Say, am I a fucking goner? Am I a fucking goner? Cut to hospital 3 weeks later. You're on medical marijuana. For the severe trauma that
your will.
They're pumping you full of the juice,
the THC.
You're doing weed on the reg against your will.
Keeping you medicated so you don't get too sharp. Find out this underground weed operation.
You're high as a knife. You come to and see this apparition, this backlit silhouette ghost flipping a coin in the hallway. You hear her laughing and you know it's her. She had won. She won the entire time. The sting operation was on you.
She's walked inside to inject poison into your IV. And that's it. Let the lights fade.
And that's what you get for texting a weeder. This girl's an absolute weedsman.
No, wait a second. Okay, wait a second. What I have in common with this person, this sultan.
the sultan of pot,
is that I, too, was very judgmental of things that I hadn't tried yet. I think that's very common.
In high school, too?
Yeah.
High school, no weed?
High school, no weed. And I was very judgmental of anyone who had tried it or did anything first. I was, like, always a little bit judgmental of those
skeptic.
People. Yeah, I was a skeptic. And I also, like, that I had labeled that as bad in my own judgment system. So it takes a second. You kind of have to realize that they're not bad for doing it and that eventually you'll be doing it. And just try to take the judgment away from it, because it doesn't mean that she's a bad person. She's just trying something.
That was so goddamn sincere.
Damn it.
No, it's real.
I can't follow up. It's perfect. That's
no, because that guy, he's so worried. He's like maybe thinking of not liking her anymore.
I swear to God, that's going to be the smartest, nicest thing anyone's ever said on this podcast.
Well, I really feel for him, because I feel like that's a tough situation. Don't let it tarnish your feelings about her.
Well, this is the problem with having Allison on the show. She makes it better. And then when she leaves, all of a sudden, 98% of our episodes are bad.
No. Don't get me wrong. This girl's a stone cold criminal. She's all right, breaking the law, unless she has a prescription. So lives in a state where it's legal.
So she should absolutely still go to jail.
We traced your IP address. We alerted the local authorities. And actually, if you hear,
holy shit,
that's them at the door now.
Why are they here? Why did they get our address?
Yeah, how did you hear them live?
I'm trying to convince him that knock is coming from his house. Actually,
I see. Oh, so this is a bit just for him.
He threw the knock sound. Yeah.
Just for Sultan.
Yeah, what can we possibly
add? Nothing except maybe
review. Like,
do you want to review Allison's advice? It was perfect. It was sort of self-aware and self-deprecating at first, which was saying, I used to be like this, so it's coming from a really honest place, which is like, he's in tune with it. He's going to, you know, appreciate this advice. Yeah. It's going to affect him. And then she said, you can't judge people for something that you haven't tried yet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. No, she said it so much better than I did. But
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like,
really
you can't judge a murderer because you haven't murdered someone, right?
Right. Until you've done it, you don't know what that thrill feels like.
Oh, my God.
Just
radiating
locking
eyes on me.
According to
blinked.
Dexter. That's true. I'm staring directly into Amir's eyes.
Oh, directly to my soul, actually. So, I mean, I was the same way when my friends were doing weed in high school. I was like, whoa, this is pretty bad. This is pretty illegal.
When they were doing meth in high school, same thing. Yeah. I was really judgmental.
Even worse.
Doing heroin.
I was so naive. Like, I remember, like, in seventh grade, I didn't, like, know what the hell was going on. I was, like, playing video games with my friends. I wasn't doing anything. Even in ninth grade, like, I never even seen alcohol until 10th or 11th grade.
I think I remember the first time I did weed, it was, like, a surprise. My friend Tom, I was, like, 14. My friend Tom was like, come over. I have a surprise for you. And I was like, I wonder what it is. I hope it's not smoking weed. I don't want to do that. And I like knew that I didn't want to smoke weed, but I got there. Sure enough, he had weed. And he's like, we're smoking weed. And
that's
I'm like,
so
okay,
stressful.
Tom.
That's the kind of thing that would never happen in adulthood. Like, what a weird scenario.
Right? A
imagine
surprise.
If one of your adult friends did that to you.
That's
I have
true.
A surprise.
So how was
and
it?
You're going to get fucked up. That's the surprise. Your afternoon's
so
going to be different now. You can't go home.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I tried to, the first time I smoked, I tried not to inhale because I like didn't want to get high and I was nervous, but like I did anyway and I had a really good time. And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do this occasionally. And that was it.
You're a weed doer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that this emerged at like 3 a.m. I can't get that part out of my head.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if she's like upset about it. Like, yeah. You don't understand. You don't know me. Okay. You wouldn't want to be texting me at 3 a.m. if you knew.
I'm bad news. Stay away from me. Save yourself.
I do weed.
I've done weed. Just the one time against my will. My
God,
friend texted me and said, I'm going to get you fucked up. I have a surprise for you. I show up. Jake's there high as a kite.
I'm there with a crushed up Coke can with needle holes poked in it. Did you ever smoke out of a Coke can?
No.
No.
I've never smoked out of anything Shit. But. What's the thing called where you?
Oh no! You're a bigger loser than this tool.
No.
You guys belong to each other,
dude. You know I got a one hit or a glass piece.
There you go.
It is like what? At what point does like the weed paraphernalia become uncool? Because it's kind of cool to like know how to roll a joint. It's not that. Maybe it's cool to have a bowl.
Although
have,
I see like, people rolling cigarettes, and it seems like it's going to be cool. And then 10 minutes later, when they're like sweating and swearing profusely, like struggling to get the tobacco in the
30
paper.
Seconds after that, when they're like smoking a dingy little dangly cigarette
yeah.
that's falling apart at their
leaking,
mouth.
Yeah,
like,
not
just
cool.
Buy a fucking cigarette, man.
Yeah,
it's weird that this many people smoke when you could just eat it. Wouldn't you just rather eat it?
Eat the weed. It's a different kind of high. I mean, like,
leave me alone.
Yeah,
leave
man, you gotta understand, dude. That's like eating is like a body high. It's more like a head high. You don't get it.
He's
you
experienced. He went to Burning Man.
Because when you eat the weed, it goes to your stomach, and that's a body high. And when you smoke it, it goes to your brain. Because
it's like
your
science,
mouth.
And there's yeah. different blood in your brain and in your stomach.
So the smoke rises.
How are you guys making fun of me? You're the losers. You're the nerds.
She just takes
the losers
side.
Win in the end. How she's, do you not learn this?
She's pitting friend against friend.
As Amir was telling his life history, I was in step with him every step of the way. Seventh grade video games, straight Mario Kart and Donkey Kong, Nagano, the Olympics game.
Oh,
I played
wow.
like crazy.
I played that. I just played it stoned.
Why?
It was significantly
grade?
Better.
No, it wasn't. I was focused. I was
Wait, seventh grade. I know. I was like 1080 snowboarding.
Oh, yeah. 1080's good.
SSX 1080. Tricky.
Snowboard kids, any snowboarding game was just like down.
SSX
like.
Tricky though. There were levels that were lonely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get lost in that snowy.
Tricky's too. Yeah, SSX Tricky is too tough.
It really is.
What you want to be on is that snowboard kids for N64.
Also, I gotta say, fun. Shrek made a tight Xbox game.
Did he? I never
yeah,
played that.
Yeah, Shrek was great.
I think by the time Xbox came out, I had stopped playing video games.
I hadn't. I'm a little younger, but still, I was too old.
You're not that. You're only like a year or two younger than me.
Yeah, I'm 29. No, I'm kidding. I'm 25.
I'm 50.
I'm 50 years old and I played.
Oh, you're 25?
Yeah.
That is younger than I thought.
How old are you?
40.
That's older
well,
than
I'm
I
Lucifer.
Thought.
I'm older
Touché.
Than time itself.
That's true.
I'm 28.
Yep. I'm also late 20s, early 30s ish.
You're 30 on the dot.
I'm late. Lately.
That's not how age works. You can just say it. You're
in,
not someone
I'm
else
between
describing
28
you.
And 32.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm in between 25 and 30.
And I've never done a weed.
I never had to do a weed because I'm too young and hip. In
what
fact,
are your Tinder age settings these days, Amir?
Oh, well, I've been going all over the place. I started with the Jake special, which is the 22 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jake was like, maybe you should narrow it down to people who are most likely to see you. So then I did like 28 to 32.
Yeah, Amir wasn't matching, so we had to do some surgery on the profile.
So you made it smaller? I feel like you should have learned that.
Well, I feel like there was just too much volume, like where I think like a 22-year-old might not be swiping a 30-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
But like a 26 to 30-year-old or 32-year-old is more likely to swipe someone.
Then I hung out with my friend yesterday named Sean, and he had a whole different Tinder approach that I don't even want to get into, but he's basically saying, open up the net, cast the widest net possible because matches don't really matter. Say 18 to 50 plus, swipe away, do crazy shit, and then, you know, basically, what's it called when you, like, drag a net across the bottom of the ocean and then lift it up and you see
right.
if you caught anything?
But then you have an unmanageable phone.
Is there a name for that?
Shrimp surfing?
Net dragging?
Shrimping?
Casting netting? A wide net?
That is, yeah, that's what it is. But, like, then you have, like, 300 matches on your phone. You're getting messages all day. You can't keep that up. You might as well just be alone on the dock, and then you pull up a fish, and you're like, oh, this is great. Now this is my dinner.
I mean, you're both catching this many fish, just he's also catching more filler. And I guess it's like nicer to be like, oh, this person thinks I'm attractive. Oh, this person thinks I'm attractive,
I guess,
even though there's no
way. If you're using the app for validation and not.
But that's why I bet a lot of people match and never start conversation, because a lot of people are just saying yes, 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 yes,
right, just like, oh, look how many matches I got. Now I feel good. Now I can go out to a bar and be confident.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Let's get to one more question before.
Uno mas.
We're running long. I don't really know when we started, but I want to soak in Allison's smartness before she has to leave us forever.
Allison's
wow,
dying.
News to me. All right. talk after.
Let me see. I think, this one's another dude.
Yago.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Jasmine's twin
Jasmine.
Brother.
Jasmine.
Jasmine writes, hey dudes, I have a girlfriend and I feel really guilty about masturbating and looking at porn. The GF only vaguely knows that
this
I masturbate.
Common.
That's weird.
The GF only vaguely knows that I masturbate now and then, and that sometimes, or at least in the past, it has involved porn. When I told her this, I was straight up lying by omission because I do it on the reg. All my friends have said not to worry about it. It's normal, etc., but I think I'd feel pretty uncomfortable if she was looking at porn. Like, I wasn't enough for her or something. I've tried to stop a few times, but I don't know if you've ever tried. It's really hard to do, and it only ever lasts for a few weeks, max, for me. I don't think my porn habits are that different from most other people, but it kind of sounds like me and all my friends have a porn addiction, which is a thing, apparently. So should I chill out and carry on cranking? Or do you have any tips for cutting down on the right-hand wrist exercises? Thanks, Jazzman.
Jazzman.
Awesome, we forgot about Abu.
Oh
no.
Abu. Abu Nazir.
For the first half of that season, that's all I thought about, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's weird. Abu is like, now it's switched to Homeland for me.
Okay.
So,
well,
what's our initial thoughts on this?
Well, it's so crazy how embarrassed boys are about this.
And it is common. She's right. It's like, we get a lot of questions that are about, like, I don't want anyone to know I look at porn. Like,
and who are these girlfriends?
That are psycho to be like, you can't look at porn.
Well, no, it must just be because they don't understand it.
Right.
It has to be because they haven't. You have to educate, ladies, because I know girls listen to this, you have to educate yourselves and just take a look around, see what it is they're looking at. Once you look, you're not going to be threatened. There's no way you can produce that experience for them. So just let them have that. And let them have the real thing that's more meaningful and emotional.
That's the thing. But a lot of guys don't even want that experience. It's just like masturbating and sex are so different, at least to me, that like things that happen when I masturbate that I want to see, I definitely don't want to have sex that way. I wouldn't want somebody that I loved and respected to.
Yeah, you can tell the very specific situation.
Be, no.
Swallow a squid whole.
Yeah.
Stand on her, do a handstand, and ride a tricycle.
That's happened. That was that Burning Man. That was the burn.
Man. I can't even think of anything.
Octopus porn. So you're not threatened by porn?
No. Well, only because I know that it's like...
Only because I know I would never be with someone that looks like it.
Only because I have such tight controls on his internet that even when he does private browsing, I know exactly
what
he's looking at.
Let me look at my iPhone. It's mirroring his laptop.
It's a shared screen on every device.
Oh, God. We share every user.
It records to a Dropbox,
no,
and
I
go home and watch everything.
I think it's fine, although I think guys, especially when they're starting out their sexual experiences, have to be careful and pace themselves, because otherwise you get sensitized to that, like, multiple tab, something always happening porn viewing experience, which is like sensory overloads, that when it comes time for the real thing, you're not going to be able to focus on just one experience by itself. I feel like you won't be very present.
That's true. I feel like they've done studies on that, right? Like the way people watch porn.
It's crazy. I didn't realize there were tabs.
Oh, man. I mean, when I watch porn, it's like 20 tabs.
It's insane. That is so unfemale. That is the least female thing in the world, I think, if I can make a general statement about all women.
I mean, probably.
Which usually goes well for people when you make a statement on behalf of all women.
You can do it more than we can, so let's hear it.
Yeah, no, is that I think we like to focus on things, even though traditionally we're better at multitasking. We're too smart to think we'd be able to absorb anything in 20 tabs.
Right.
I mean, we'd never do that.
Yeah, we're definitely dumb, because like I'll load so many tabs of porn that the porn isn't even loading quickly. So, like, how am I getting off? It's just, like, scrolling little bars of, like, nothing.
So it turns out you don't need it at all anyway. You just need to be sitting in a chair looking at a blank screen.
Right. All you need to do is to be alone, I guess. But
or you need to upgrade your internet connection. I mean, Verizon Fios offers this Quanta package with 15 megabit.
I'm a huge Fios fan.
I have Fios.
This is a Fios Trios right here.
Well, the fastest thing you can do is to download all the videos that you like and sort of just scroll through pressing the space bar that'll automatically load a video like really quick. So
you're like an online poker player that's like multi-tabling eight games going on at the same exact time. It doesn't really
right, except
anything
I'm not making
you.
Any money. I'm
right.
Like,
it's a total
dignity.
Waste of your talent. I would say to this guy that it's totally fine. Don't be threatened by the fact that you're drawn to do it. And also don't try to quit it and then feel weird about like, ugh, like straining against doing it again.
Don't fight your urges. Also, I would add to not like put your stigma on porn on her, where he's like, she shouldn't watch porn. Am I not enough for her?
No,
you
know,
that's the same thing you want her to escape.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he was saying. He's saying, because I look at her that way, then I know how she must feel about me. So,
yeah.
But you don't know if that's how she feels.
Do girls look at porn?
Yeah. I would definitely not as often, but they've looked at it before, and you know,
everybody's seen porn.
Everyone has a different thing.
Absolutely unexcusable.
But I have male friends who don't look at it anymore. I have male friends who have like stopped.
I've quit porn before. Like there was one time that I started just masturbating to one specific porn star to mimic what it would be like to have a girlfriend.
That is
the
saddest thing.
Loneliest thing I've ever heard.
It hurts that both of you guys had that reaction.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
That smarts a little bit.
Really sorry. Then I paid her to pretend to be my wife for a couple months as a featured actress in the movie.
I put a little dress on my laptop and I would sort of watch the porn and cook an omelet next day.
We had a lovely Christmas. I bought her presents, put them under the tree.
I bought my MacBook a present. A goddamn necklace.
I would load this animated GIF of her on a webcam and I would eat soup next to it and I would ask it about its day and she wouldn't reply because, you know, it's a pre-taped GIF, but I liked it. It made it seem like I was having soup with a loved one.
And then one day I got weak. I opened up another tab and I confessed, you know, teary-eyed.
Listen, baby, I've been seeing another porn.
I opened a tab.
Furthermore, I did weed not one day ago.
And I have no hair on my nuts.
Or area anywhere near them. Oh, I had a question that came to me after that. Where does the waxing or the hairlessness begin?
Right,
guys have stomach hair.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Where does it end?
Little, like a foggy window that you wiped clean.
Foggy window.
Where's the top of it?
Oh God, that's so sad. It probably stops at his happy trail because now it's a sad, it's a trail of tears.
Oh God. That's progress. That's history.
A trail of fears. And my biggest fear is not having any hair down there. I'm Sandy Kenyon.
What?
Sandy Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem. And I'm having an aneurysm.
Who's Sandy Kasem? That Casey
he's
Kasem?
He's a movie reviewer on Taxi TV, and he always ends with his reviews with a weird pun.
That's right.
And this movie gave me a rush. I'm Sandy Kenyon. That was him reviewing 12 Days of Slave, though, so it didn't really make sense. 12 Days a Slave? 12 Years a Slave?
12 years. Yeah, days wouldn't really be.
12 Days a Slave. It wasn't even that bad.
It's years. So many people are making that mistake, though, and it's very different.
Really undercuts it.
As different as it gets.
12 days.
I feel like we could raise the stakes here. What if we changed 12 months, maybe?
I don't know. You'd understand.
12 minutes of indentured servitude. I don't know. Do you guys think this movie has legs?
12 seconds of being ball and chained to one porn star online.
Ah, mercy. We did it. Our longest episode yet.
No way.
Yeah.
We deserve
I'm
it.
So sorry.
No, it's good. People like it.
Yeah. You guys avoid it at all costs.
No.
Well, we especially like it.
Well, we wanted to, you know, harness your brain power for as long as we had you.
Sad you guys are leaving.
I know. You'll never be in Los Angeles, right? That's not where actresses go.
Yeah, exactly.
Actors, actually.
Yes. Is that true?
If you're serious about your craft, you take the gender away from it.
Ooh. So you never call yourself an actress?
No, I do.
Because I'm not serious about my craft.
I don't care about it at all. What gave you that impression? That I walked in here with a comedy and a drama mask?
It's not that kind of podcast. She quietly put it away.
Wearing pantaloons and quoting Shakespeare.
She actually attached a beard onto both of them and shoved them down her pants like some sort of happy, sad, merkin face
relic.
Thing. Relic. Anything you want to plug before you go? More people listen to the show now than when you're first on, so this might actually make a blip on the radar.
I would say watch Girls on HBO. Catch up on the last two seasons, and season three premieres January 12th, and it will answer a lot of your questions. I feel like we tackle a lot of the stuff that comes up on this podcast in our show.
We should do a podcast for the show.
Oh.
Is that crazy to suggest?
Like, oh my God. What do you mean?
We'll just do a... Can we go on HBO?
Is that where you were? To... I had a feeling that's where you were headed.
A tit for tat exchange would be me and Jake having maybe a B story arc, an arc, multi-episode.
Two characters have a podcast that Lena Dunham is on.
Oh God.
I'd love to talk to Lena.
Just butchered.
Lena. So it'll be me, Jake, Lena. Adrian Grignier, and Lena
Jude
Dunham.
Apatow.
Jude Apatow.
Certainly you have a Lena in to Lena, and we could get this balla rolling. That being said, I do have 7 scripts to pitch to her.
Thank
you.
God.
So yes, Watch Girls season 3, January 12th.
Mm-hmm.
January 12th.
Is there going to be a season 4?
I hope so. We'll find out after it airs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, cliffhanger. Spoiler alert. We don't have the spoiler.
Cool. Thanks so much for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me, you guys. So fun.
It's always fun when you're around. Aww. Jake.
Allison's not too
shit.
You're not too bad yourself.
I intercepted that compliment.
I end every show with telling Jake that it's always fun when you're around.
And I ask you to please stop, and that's it. Thank
and
you,
then
everybody.
And I tip my cap to the
he's wearing a
guest,
cap, too.
The special guest.
The smallest cap I've ever seen.
That first...
It's a merkin on his head.
I don't know if we even...
That is.
We got derailed at the beginning there, but the email to... if you are in your own difficult place, your own sticky situation, your own little... What was the third thing?
Snafu.
And you need our advice. Allison won't be here, but we'll do our best. That email address
well,
again is...
Depending how long it takes us to respond to the email, maybe she will be again.
Oh, yeah, maybe she'll be back.
ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
She knows it.
Nailed
Boom.
It.
I was worried you weren't going to get back.
Toda.
Toda.
Yes!
She did it. I got to end the show as quickly as possible. That first one was from... First theme song was from Red Bell Central, and this last one was from someone named Marlo Brandon. Keep those theme songs Ooh. Coming, guys. Toda.
My name is Jake. And I'm a prince. My name's Amir.